Health officials in New South Wales are worried that a rapidly escalating COVID-19 cluster at a Sydney school could point to widespread community transmission. The Tangara School for Girls will remain closed until the end of next week while all students and staff get tested. And as Sydney grapples with new cases, Melbourne is still trying to get on top of its outbreak. Victorians have been told they could be wearing masks and facing baseline restrictions for years.
Joe Biden has chosen Senator Kamala Harris as his presidential running mate to take on Donald Trump in the US presidential election in November. Senator Harris will be the first woman of colour nominated for vice president by a major party. The decision comes after a lengthy vetting process and just a week before the Democratic National Convention.
Auckland will head back into lockdown this morning after four cases of COVID-19 were detected with no known source. They are New Zealand's first locally acquired cases in more than 100 days. Mass testing and tracing is underway to find the source of the new infections.
Mining magnate Clive Palmer is suing the West Australian government for more than $30 billion over claims related to his iron ore interests in the state. The WA government is introducing urgent legislation in state parliament in an attempt to deal with the claims.